JB and Billy started strong.
Oh, well, we're off to a crafting start. Jumped out of the block.
And they've only gotten better.
We're crawling to the line,
We're not breasting the tape, Jim.
So Triple M's Rush Hour is taking a bye.
I'll have a spell.
And instead, we give you the best of JB and Billy.
Do you reckon anyone on any other show is rolling with this sort of stuff?
It's the Rush Hour's mid-season break.
I feel good!
On Triple M.
Bill, it's appropriate that we're looking back on our finest moments because I'm going to tell you about one of mine. The day I beat a current AFL coach at Lou's Handball.
Oh, not bad, Jimmy. Plus, we go back to the very first Topics Brownless of 2022, Jim. And we look at a weird day on the calendar.
But next, we're joined by comedian Ross Noble.
This is the Rush Hour's mid-season break. The best of JB and Billy in 2022.
I feel good.
We are joined by Ross Noble.
We just need to talk about something that happened just before the microphones were opened.
You see, I was going to mention it.
Ross has grabbed the earphones and said, wow, they even tell you which ear to put it on, you know, with the L. Mm. And Bill goes, really? How long has that been?
He's never noticed that before.
I've never noticed
that. Have you literally been listening to it? Do you think whenever he speaks, he's coming, he's behind you?
Yeah. When he does, it shocks me because he doesn't speak. Yeah. I know Jim comes from there, but when Rabsy. How are you, Roscoe?
I'm very well, thanks. I'm glad I've brought a bit of. Because I came and I thought it was me being a bit too professional because I looked at it and went, oh, I've got left and right.
Left and
I want to make sure I'm on the right thing. And you looked at the headphones like you'd never seen headphones before.
No, I had, but I didn't know they had. L for a left and R for right.
Yeah, just like welly boots. Have you when you got your gum boots? Do you have the left and right on them as well?
No, I know.
The way they look.
Yes.
Look, I don't know anything about golf. I'll be perfectly honest. Is that you're wearing a golf? Is that a golf visor?
It is, Roscoe. And they're very old school visors. There's a bloke called Ian Poulter from your country.
Right.
He's about the only professional golfer that actually wears a visor.
Right, okay.
So I'm going, but it's a bit retro. Yeah,
I
retro.
Like it because I was looking through the glass before I came in and it was like looking at, you know, like a 1930s speakeasy. You know, where they would wear those sort of like you were running that. It's good. I like the retro style.
I'm taking it back.
Yeah, it does look good. Taylor made one, by the way. Are you an Aussie or a Pom?
Oh, good Lord. That was very accusatory. I didn't know that you had a customs official working in the studio.
Well,
good Lord, is this just one big trick?
I know you're a Pom, but you've been here for a while now.
I married an Australian and I live here now. And I have, should we talk visa status? I'm a resident. I do not have an Australian passport. But I want one, I'm desperate for one, and as soon as I'm eligible, I will become an Australian and I will pledge my allegiance to meat pies.
Good. Because you're married to an Aussie.
Yes. No, Ross just said that.
I know. That's part of my question.
Right, okay.
Yes.
So what's it like?
Give him a chance. He's got headphones on the wrong way around.
He's oh, he's odd, Jim.
He'll start the show in a minute.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
What's it like to be married to an Aussie?
What's it like to be married to an Aussie?
Being
well,
a Pom.
I mean, you know, they're all different. That's what I found about the Australians. There's no one size fits all. You know, my wife is very lovely, which is definitely why I married her.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's good.
I can't speak for other Australian wives.
Right.
But if they ever do a reality TV show, you know, like Married at First Sight.
Yes.
If they do some sort of, I don't know, like Celebrity Mormon, where you get to sample a selection of wives.
Right.
Let me ever tell you. My wife's lovely, yeah.
Friend.
Oh, my God.
Following on Instagram.
I'm not sure whether you're sure that you've done research or stalking.
two girls.
He's out in the garden again. With his headphones on.
peeking over your fence.
She's great. I was instantly drawn with it when I first came to this country. I was just drawn by how straightforward and you know. My wife's very blunt, put it that way.
Yeah.
You know, she's...
you know where you stand.
Exactly. In fact, our wedding vows, she went, I'll always love you, you know, even when you're a bit fat. So, you know, that gives you an idea.
That's good for us Aussies that are a bit fat, isn't it, Rabs?
Yeah.
But I actually, Ross, I love that about Australian girls. Mine is very similar, very, very blunt. And I, for... how am I going to put this?
Oh, this would be good.
For divorce reasons, had to sell a house.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, so we had to go in there first before it was sold and clear everything up and get everything out and get it ready for the new owner.
Yes.
And then went to a shop afterwards, and there were some really nice towels at this shop. And I looked at them and I said, yeah, they're nice towels. And my partner Lisa went, yeah, they'd go well in a house. Shame you don't own one.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the next day after I've had to evacuate. But that's what you're talking about. That's what I love about them.
Yeah, well, you know, speaking of the, because I get, you know, I slim down sometimes. Sometimes I'm a larger man.
Do you fluctuate a bit?
I do, yeah. And my wife actually said to me, I don't know if there might be kids in the car. I'll talk around. She said, do you know what my ultimate fantasy would be? I said, oh, good Lord.
Good Lord.
I said, good Lord, Vicar. And I said, she said, I'd quite like to make some, I'd quite like to make love to somebody who isn't fat.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What do you think causes it?
Just a lack of intelligence.
I just saw on the TV.
Yes.
It is National Ostrich Day.
I saw the same thing.
Really?
And how is that possible?
Yes.
Because they're from Africa.
That's right.
So why are we having an ostrich day?
Well, I'm asking the question.
Okay, you
shut up. Yes. So I saw an ostrich there, and then I'm sure I saw an emu.
Yes.
I want to know what is the difference between...
Sure.
Yes. I want to know what's the difference between an ostrich and an emu.
What are the differences?
Well, I'm asking you dick.
I'll come up with me firstie.
Righto. What is it?
All right.
Difference between an ostrich and an emu.
I'll get you started.
Righto.
Okay. Emus are native to Australia.
Yes.
And ostriches are native to Africa. So there's your first one.
So why would we have a National Ostrich Day here?
It doesn't make any sense to me. What are the differences? I think you know another one.
Toes.
Go on.
I think an emu has 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
And an ostrich has 2, I think.
And
a camel has 1.
I think we need to discuss the old camel.
Yes, Jim.
Or the moose.
The moose. And I think the emu is quicker.
Oh,
I think.
Go on.
Oh, I think he goes about 40 clicks.
No, that's the ostrich.
I think the ostrich is quicker. I think the ostrich goes at 40 clicks and the camel goes, oh, the bloody emu goes at 30.
So,
can you take him behind the scenes here?
In the Mighty Mighty Boston song,
yes, the impression that I get.
Yeah, yep. Bill's looking at the screen going, it's National Ostrich Day, Jim. Do you know that? How would I know that?
Anyway, no one knew.
So then I said, well, why would we have one of them? Because they're African.
Yeah.
So then Bill looks up the differences between the two. Well, right. I looked up the differences.
Yeah, okay.
And I said, all right, Bill, when you do this break, the differences are 2 toes as against 3 toes.
Yeah. Yes.
And I said, emu capable of 30 miles an hour and the ostrich up to 40.
40, that's right.
So within, 45 seconds, Bill's got both of them wrong.
Well, I'll tell you, the emu... The dad raises the chicks.
That's true.
How good's that?
It does.
Oh, good on the dad.
Exactly. And you know what else?
What else?
The emu's on our coat of arms. Yeah. You know why, Jim?
This is
spuds. Never takes a backward step.
No, that is the kangaroo.
Well, we're talking emus.
Yeah, I know, but they're either
talking ostriches, actually.
Yeah.
And why do we eat both of our
yes.
special
coat of arms
animals? Coat of arms animals.
I agree with you, host.
Have you had emu?
No.
Either
now, fat.
No, but you can have the eggs.
Oh,
big omelette.
The other difference is ostriches are black, feathered.
Yes, right.
And emus are what tawny color? Feathered.
Tawny.
Tawny.
They're tawny.
Tawny.
They're not as rare as...
They're very far from rare.
They're not that rare, Bill. But anyway, we got to the bottom of the differences.
So why do we have an ostrich on Hey Hey It's Saturday and not an emu?
Know. Yeah, I don't know.
Stupid.
Didn't make any sense to me.
Aussie.
Aussie the
Oswald
ostrich.
Oswald Q.
Yeah. That's why, because his name was Aussie.
Should have been Ernie the emu.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Does the channel between your brain and your mouth, does stuff get in the way?
I think some people have bigger channels than what I have, Jim.
We've given you 5 months.
Probably 3, Jim.
To come up with a phone topic for the first show of the year. So here we go. Everyone in their cars.
And there's been a lot going on.
Lots going on.
Yes.
What's Bill gone away and come back with by way of a phone topic to get us underway for 2022? Here we go.
What have you seen unusual, Jim? Yes, Jim. It's
you cannot do that.
Jim, we've done it for the last 11 years. 11 years, Jim. It's a beauty because people have seen a lot of unusual things over summer, like Bill. You did.
Bill, that's the best you can come up
yes,
with.
Yes,
what have you seen unusual?
Yes, unusual.
Well, I tell you what I did see. The caravan towing a car.
No, you didn't.
I thought that was weird.
Well, caravans.
No, Bill. The caravan was in the front and the car was being towed. And I thought, shouldn't that be the other way around? So I thought that's unusual.
It was a camper van.
You can't work it out.
Well, I must have, look at him come to mama or whoever it is. Do we say that?
No.
What's the saying?
Rosie Walton's
Hello.
In.
Hey. Happy New Year.
And to you. What have you been doing, please?
Not a lot. I went to Ballarat for half a day. That was the excitement of my holidays.
Goodness.
Ballarat. So my, what have you seen unusuals from my local area?
Oh, yeah, yes, please.
Which is an interesting area,
unusual. Mm. I do wear a flower sack as a skirt. So
that's unusual,
not...
Jim.
That is unusual.
She's got a flower... Sack on.
She just explained that. Yeah. Just told us that.
Well, but some people say things on radio and you wouldn't know what they're doing, but she's actually got it on.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay. Yeah.
So what have you seen unusual?
I was walking my dog Otto around the streets. So you know how you have houses with names? So, like, you've got, what's that one in Geelong? The Heights.
Yes.
You've got Raheen in Kew.
Yes.
Lovely names. Somebody calls their house the Muse, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Hacienda.
Where's the Prime Minister live?
The Lodge.
Kirribilli.
Yeah, Kirribilli.
Have you got a house name?
No.
No. Well, this house that I saw in Elstonwick is called Break Wind.
Break Wind.
It's actually got a proper sign up the front. Break Wind.
Break Wind.
Break Wind.
That's not bad. That's a fart, Bill.
I know what it is.
Oh, do you?
I'll let one go in a minute.
That's what I saw unusual.
I like it, Hose. Well done. 133353. Who are we getting ready to speak to here, please, Bartholomew?
Matt in Kilsyth.
Maddie.
Hello, Maddie.
Boys, welcome back. Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you. Now, what have you seen unusual there, Matthew?
I drive a bus for a living, and I saw a lyrebird running at my bus head on.
No. What, charging your bus?
Correct. Dead set, charge my bus. Wings down, everything like that.
Lyrebird?
What's a lyrebird?
With a big tail.
Like a peacock.
The beautiful feathers. Yeah.
Is it a peacock or a lyrebird?
Lyrebird, Bill.
Yeah, it's lyrebird.
Well, I
just
reckon
like,
he's...
What like you say, Bill.
I reckon he's lying.
What about the one in your tree?
No, that's an owl.
That's an owl. Nothing like
not
a corn. But
they're very far from rare.
He just wanted to bring
extraordinarily rare Sandringham owl. Are we moving on to Brad?
Yes, we are.
Hello, Bradford.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
What have you, good, mate. What have you seen unusual?
I was driving down Springvale Road and had a lady in the lane next to me had a bedside seat over her driver's side window, so you couldn't possibly see... What was coming to the right here?
A bedside table.
A bed sheet.
Yeah, couldn't possibly see through it, keeping the sun out. So she was trying to be sun safe, but I'm not sure it was so roadworthy safe.
All right, stay there, Brad. Like it. Brett in Oakley, Bill.
Oh, lucky. Lovely spot, Oakley. Jim, g'day, Brady boy.
G'day, fellas. How you going?
Oh, we're one out, one back.
Oh, that's great. So I live in Oakley South, and I take the dog for a walk at a decommissioned educational school ground that's ready for development.
Yes.
And in those grounds, there's some big trees, and some of the trees are quite bushy. And I'm walking the dog, and I can hear opera, opera singing. And I'm like, what is going on here? And then my dog kind of ran over to the trees and the bushes, and there's this Asian lady who sings opera under the tree every Saturday morning.
Brilliant. Wow. Is she good at it?
Oh, she's all right. I'm just kind of like, why don't you come out from the bushes and just, sing to the sky.
That's hilarious. I like that.
Yeah, a bit ghost-like.
All right.
Ghost-like.
Stay there, Brady. What's it? We got Adam?
I don't know.
I want to speak to Adam. Ads. Ads.
Hey there.
Gotcha, mate. We're just having some trouble getting home. Now, what have you seen unusual, please?
Mate, High Street, I saw two DeLoreans parked like one in front of another.
Yes.
It was like a glitch in the matrix. Yeah, you rarely see one, let alone two.
Golden.
Just tell the people what a DeLorean is, Jim.
You made a time machine out of a DeLorean? Bill, it's Back to the Future with the gull wing doors and everything. They reckon, Adam, they were the worst car ever made, as in technically.
I think you're right. Yeah.
They just broke down all the time, but they look nuts.
So Back to the Future, that's what it is, DeLorean.
Yeah, exactly right.
Well, there we go.
All right, I like that.
Yeah. How good, if you hear someone sing opera, it's very, very impressive.
Apparently the trees are a bit bushy.
That's what George W.
picked up on that, Bill.
I did, George. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. He's from Adelaide. They're just from all different country towns.
Mm-hmm. Daniel. Adelaide is not a country town.
It's a city.
Literally a city.
Have you been?
Yes.
We go into Adelaide.
Good city.
Great city. So early 2000s, these boys were all obviously dominating the Sunday footy show.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to come on as a panellist every now and then. Well, no, it was like every sort of, I don't know why, someone must have been away.
Right,
well, it was when Nine had the footy. So maybe BT, who was on there.
Who was hosting?
Gaz.
Gaz, and just on his own.
Just on his own. But I reckon BT was on it, and it might have even been Dermot. And if one of them was interstate calling the footy on a Sunday, then I would come in. So it wasn't very often.
And the great Lou Richards.
Oh, well, of course, everyone was. It was an, it still is, but it was an institution back then, the Sunday footy show. Mm. So anyway, I used to come in, and Frabs, I would seriously be given the worst game of the round to review. and I'd get about a second into it, and Gary would be winding me up. That's enough for you. No one gives a shit. What do you think anyway? Yeah. So that was how it was, but that was fine. I didn't care. Anyway, so this one time I get in, and I was a little late for the meeting, and I walked in, I knew something was up because idiot here and Gary and they had grins like split watermelons. I'm like, oh yeah, right, something's happening. They go, yeah, well, whoever the handballer was, because can we say
what
handball was done first?
Oh, Jim, was it?
Oh, pre-recorded.
That bit wasn't live.
Oh.
So anyway, I get it. Well, I've probably given it away a bit. But you don't do the handball anymore, do they?
They've started again this year. But I think it's at
that's
the end
live,
of,
yeah.
I think that's at that's the end live of the show.
Time, but back in those days, the handball was done prior to, you know. So I walk in, stupid idiot heads on them. You're doing the handball.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm not. And I looked around. There's like 8 million AFL games between the other 5 people in the room. Yeah. Oh, why am I doing it? Mm. Well, your mate's coming in, and you can do it against him. And my mate was, of course, Adam Simpson.
Exactly.
So anyway.
He was still playing at the time
absolutely.
At North.
300 gamer at North, 2 premierships.
Yes. Yeah.
So he's coming in to do it. The other bloke's pulled out. these two go, yeah, he can do it. Sucked in, he'll be rubbish,
be
and we'll be able to laugh at him and all the rest of it. Anyway, sucked in.
Well,
I won.
Did you?
I think we've got some audio of it, Rabs.
No, we don't.
You had it on there before.
We had it on YouTube, but yes, we haven't turned
so
it around.
So you saw it.
So how did you go with
you did win. You did win. You won 60 to 57.
60 to 57. I won the handball.
Your first handball. How'd you go?
And that first one I didn't flush.
No, you didn't hit the ball. you did a Tony Jones.
Just hit the bottom of the ball.
You did a chompers.
So I beat a 2-time premiership superstar of the comp in the handball, and they were as flat as a biscuit, these two.
Lowest scoring handball ever. Like, Simo got 56. He was terrible. You got 60.
And I got a bullseye.
Well, you thank God, because if you didn't get that, you would have lost. But how did you do it, Jim?
So the other thing was, then it came to all the prizes.
Yes.
And I was getting paid nothing back then. I was like the almost like the office boy. Oh. So I'm thinking, right, good, I'll get all the prizes. They're bloody good prizes, too.
Alfie's
TVs pies. And all that sort of thing. Nah.
No.
Simo, even though he lost, got all of that. Exactly. I got nothing. But. So anyway, I had a grin on my mush because sucked in you two. Until you worked out.
Yes.
I'll tell you who lagged me.
He did.
Brent Williams.
Oh.
Brent.
Because guess what he did? Mm-hmm. So you handball, obviously, right hand, then you go left hand, which Simo did. Jim, right hand and right hand. Two right-handers. You can't do that. That's cheating, Jim.
Bill.
What?
I didn't say anything. No one picked it up.
No, exactly. They didn't. So you cheated.
I just stayed on the right, on the hand I knew would work.
Jim, you cheated. You got it wrong.
And
you were wrong.
And I ended up winning.
The handball will be up on Insta. There you go.
Oh,
we'll put it up.
Righto.
You and out there will do it.
Yeah. And geez, how good did I look, by the way?
Oh, yep. A big fat tie.
Well, I don't know about the shirt and tie, but I'm talking about the old Swede.
Oh, the swagger.
How good.
But you cheated.
And entitled.
Won. One, arms in the air, that's all that matters.
Yeah, put like a flog.
Just, I still remember how crestfallen you and Gary were.
What about poor old Simo?
No, he was flat.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Nat Fife has grown a goat.
So what?
No, I just liked it. I just tickled
that's
my
it.
Fanty.
Fanty.
Fancy.
Old topics.
Yeah, topics, Brownless. Time now. Sit back, enjoy this little story. It tickled my fanty.
Did it?
A passenger lands a plane in Florida, Jim. You'll see it on the news tonight. After a pilot had a medical emergency on the flight from the Bahamas. Okay.
Right.
So a passenger with no flying experience, Jim. None.
Never flown a plane before.
Never, ever had to land a plane safely. With the help of the air traffic controllers up there, did it very, very nicely indeed. And here's some audio.
I've got a serious situation here. My pilot has gone incoherent.
My pilot's gone incoherent.
That's right. And
no idea how to fly the airplane.
Roger, what's your position? Had no idea
Jimmy could see the coast of Florida in front of him. Had no idea how far he had to go. Luckily, one of the instructors was in the air controllers,
right.
Got on the mic and instructed him, flew him in, Jim, and he landed.
Talked him down.
So how good is that?
That is unbelievable.
What a hero.
All right, so that's an incredible story.
Yes.
So what interests me now is where you're taking this from a phone topic point of view, old topics Brownless.
133353, ring now.
What are you going with?
When have you landed a plane unusually?
No, Bill.
Really?
No, Bill.
Yes.
You can't go there.
It's a bit niche. No,
it's very niche.
A little bit niche.
But, Bill, there won't be a person ring.
Someone out there, or two or three, would have landed a plane unusual.
No.
Yes, Jim, I'm telling you.
There won't be one person call us.
They would have been in a plane and they would have had to land it. I'm telling you, there'll be one or two, maybe.
None.
Let's have a, how long have we got before it clicks in?
Well, about a minute if you're on the listener app.
Bill, I knew Paul had. Yeah.
Well, Bill, we had that situation where Spud years ago on his way down to
Barnboogle. Yes.
The plane landed unusual because they didn't put the wheels down.
Oh.
So the thing just landed on its belly.
Oh, no.
And skidded to a stop. And Spud was, he was jumped over out. About five people to get out
it
of there.
It was down the back. Bill. Oh, look at him, Jimmy!
I don't believe it.
Here we go,
no
Jimmy.
No one has rung.
I can see Maxie there. Hello, Maxie. Slapsy.
Hi, guys. Hi, Rosie.
Hello, Max.
See, what happened,
Maxie? Guybert Max.
Oh, yes. Hello. I know you from Twitter.
Oh, nice.
Yep. Glad to talk to you again.
What happened?
Yeah, I had a little incident many years ago with my son next to me.
Yeah.
We coming into the circuit at the home airfield and a bright sunny day, and he says, Dad, it's raining.
Oh.
I said, what are you talking about? Look at the window, and I just see fuel pouring down the window. The fuel tank on the Cessna had ruptured.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, my God. Now what do I do? So I called the tower very quickly. I said, called my call sign, said, I'm going to land the plane dead stick, dead radio, just as an emergency practice.
Yeah.
So I pulled the throttle, pulled all the electrics, came down, did a fairly good landing, I think, and just ended up rolling down to the hangar and telling the guys, hey, guys, where aircraft's up to? Give me another one. I'm going back up again before I get scared of this crap.
Did it manually, Jim. Dead stick, dead radio, which is how you do it. And
that,
land it
dead
manually.
Stick,
so okay. Well done, Maxie. That was
good. Well done, Max. Yeah,
and
well,
who else we got there? Ash from Somerville.
Seeing
Mark from
Somerville.
Too many more. I'm looking out at the... Yeah,
no,
the magnificent staff, and they're looking very blankly
look
back
at
me.
He's got his
going,
feet up.
I reckon anyone's.
Daniel just sprained in. I see you hung him up pretty quick.
And Mark reckons you're a flog. Hey, Bill, yes. I was coming in on a commercial flight a few years back. And it got to about, well, it felt like about 50 metres off the tarmac.
Yeah.
And then went. Took off again.
Went again.
Well, I can't say took off again because it was still in the air.
Yeah.
But, went again. And the pilot just came over the loud. He said, yeah, sorry about that. He said the wind changed.
Oh.
And we weren't aware that it had changed as much as it had until we nearly got down because you can't land a plane with tailwind. So then he said we just had to take off and then turn around and come back into the wind.
Oh, gee whiz.
And I'm not a nervous flyer, Hose, but I crapped myself. Not literally, but...
When it's something unexpected like that.
It was very weird.
When you're in America and they land the plane, everyone claps, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
it's weird. Everyone claps on the plane.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What they say is great bloke, great promoter, but not a great bass player.
Bass player.
Triple M advises the following segment may contain coarse language, adult themes, and excessive yelling. Kids in cars... You've been warned.
I don't know where this is going.
It's time for the big bloke to explode. This is Billy's Bake.
Jimmy boy,
mm-hmm.
If you know what's good for you, you will sit there and not speak, because old Willis needs to get something off his chest.
Yes.
The England cricket team, Jim, is filled with the weakest the sport has ever seen. Seriously, Jim, give me one member of that rabble who you'd give a second of your time for. Well, say something, you
told me not to speak.
You're meant to be the cricketer, Jim. Punter. Woo-hoo-hoo. Bluey. Woo-hoo-hoo. Flan. Feenicum. I've forgotten more about this game than you ever knew. Noodle Arms. Assumption. Essendon. Geelong City. Now, Jim. Rory Burns.
Oh, no.
Which brain surgeon told him that was the right way to hold the bat?
Yes.
Jack Leach. Oh! Couldn't get wickets against Bell Park. Oh! Joss Butler. Who's called Joss, Jim? First test. Here's an idea, Poms.
Yes.
Yeah. Leave out your two best bowlers. It's like I always say, who laughs last. Shut up, Jim. He who laughs last.
Yes.
Just play cricket against the weak f***ing. Oh, I tell you what, Jim.
Oh, what?
If you want a rapid test in Australia, just play cricket against England.
Oh, bang,
bang, bang, bang. I tell you what, see what I did there, Jim?
Yeah, I saw it like a
friend. Turn that off. Silverwood, out. Root, out. Anderson, never again. Broad, finished up. In 10 completed innings, they made one century, Jim. Useless. If you're going to serve that up, stay home. Oh, creepy crawly. Ollie Pope. Toby Besto, Jim.
Johnny Besto.
Oh, turn him off, Ruffy. That was
He's off. He's walking off.
Who we got next?
Oh, my God.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Huey Bowman's there, Jim.
Yes, who else?
65, Melassimo Longa.
We're joined now, Bill, by a man who has eaten a sausage at every single Bunnings warehouse in Australia.
The last snag in the country. Here we go. Get a go at that. Here we go with the snag. Every single snag. Say hello to my little snag.
Oh, got a good crowd too. That is Josh Eastwell. Welcome, Josh, to Triple M. And, mate, is this true, and how did you come up with the idea?
This is true. I had a snack from everybody in the country, and look, Australia's kind of lacking at the moment. There's not really too many great expeditions going around the country at the moment, so sort of pieced together the final frontier of Australian expedition and put the nail in the coffin with a sausage from every Bunnings in the country.
Well done.
Oh, so that was my next question. You've chosen to do this during the pandemic where a lot of the bloody Bunnings wouldn't have been open to you.
Well, I actually chose to do it just before the pandemic sparked up. So I was quite annoyed when that old bat soup situation happened because it really threw a spanner in the works for me, that's for sure.
Well, especially bloody Perth where old mate decided to shut the border for 2 years.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that was one where I was in New South Wales and that border popped open and it was a now or never sort of situation. Jump in the car, haul across the Nullarbor, get all the snags and shoot back.
Jump in the car.
Car.
Jeez, that's a long drive from New South Wales.
Because sausage sizzles only happen on the weekends, don't they, at Bunnings?
Correct. They certainly do.
So you only had Saturday and Sunday.
All right. So what about the style, Joshua? Yeah. Like, do every Bunnings go to the same place to get their snags or did you find that they tasted different?
No, some will go out to a nice butcher and get a nice little gourmet snag. Some like seafood will get some chicken, beef and pork snags, or you'll get you get a couple of shockers from, I guess, like your Coles and Woolies are a bit cheaper.
Because the Lions Club do them, Jim,
yes.
And then they take the proceeds. So right, yeah. Brisbane, a big Brisbane
what
Lions
What do they cost?
Club. Well, how much are they?
$2.50 a snag.
And what do you get with it?
A snag.
Don't what? You get onion?
Yeah, get onion, tomato sauce, the sausage, beautiful.
So bread.
Your best one was at Seaford, was it, down there in South Australia?
Seaford, South Australia, yeah, because they were the ones that had the chicken, the beef, the pork. Oh. They had the works, wholemeal, whole grain.
Jeez, how good's that?
Did you cop a stinker?
Yeah, absolutely. Wilton, WA, those blokes have never cleaned their barbecue, or I don't think so. The amount of grime that was on that bad boy going down my throat, no good.
How'd you go in Tassie then? How'd you do? How many in Tassie, Bunnings?
Tassie, there were seven when I was there.
Yeah.
Seven in Tassie. Flew out on the Saturday morning. got all the snags, flew back on the Sunday night, ready for work on the Monday morning.
So, Josh, what was the – is it just because it's you're a quirky sort of setup and you wanted to do it, or was there any charity angle to it? What was the whole reason behind it?
Well, I was just working too many hours, needed to get out, needed an excuse to go see the country, and I don't know, I'm a busy body, so I thought, why not?
How many sausages did you have?
It's hard to quantify how many exactly. I think the number that everyone saw on was 282, but it was definitely more than 282.
Yeah, because I looked it up, and there's 375 Bunnings stores at the minute.
It depends what you look it up on, too. And a lot of those stores, too, are trade stores. So a trade store, which I found after driving out to many of them, don't actually do the sausage sizzle. So a lot of wasted time there.
A trade store, Bill.
Yeah.
Well, not a normal Bunnings warehouse.
He didn't know that either. I didn't know that.
Now, Josh, you're a Sydney boy, so I'm not sure how enamoured with the AFL you are as a code. But there was a bloke who played for the Giants called Shane Mumford who ate 28 sausages in the one sitting.
That's a fair effort. I did 25 in Victoria and my mouth broke out in ulcers. So
25
a day?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Are you chubby?
Mate, I started off nice, fit, physique, athletic build, and now I'm rolling around like no good.
So where do you go from here? Now you've conquered the Bunnings snags.
Yep.
What's the next challenge?
That's the million-dollar question, but I'll think of something. I'll definitely think of something.
It is quirky. What do you do for work?
I work in warehousing. Pretty basic, pretty
Bunnings
standard setup.
Warehousing.
Nah, not Bunnings.
Well, that's my next question. Will you go back into a Bunnings now, or are you over it?
Oh, I'll definitely go get a few more snags here and there, but it is what it is.
Yeah, the long, skinny ones I like.
That you prefer them?
Yeah,
you?
I would.
Why?
Nah, you want a girthy one, a bit of girth on it.
A bit of girth. I don't like the fat ones.
Like girth. The long... Yeah. Yeah. Right. Hey, Josh, well done. I'm not sure if that's the right sentence. A weird-ass thing you've done, but congratulations on the achievement.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Of all the jokes Billy Brownless has told this year, this is certainly one of them.
It's bloody hard to come up with a good, funny joke every day.
Well, it's not as hard as you make it.
Exactly. So,
on the Rush Hour's mid-season break, this is Billy's Joke.
Jim.
Yes.
I'm not sure who they are, but they say that during sex, okay, you burn as
what
many.
Is that?
Jim, they say that during sex, Jim, you burn as many calories as you do running 8Ks.
Really?
Who in the hell runs 8Ks in 30 seconds, Jim?
No all one. Old fat's got it in the tank. 30 seconds. Come on.
That's about it, Jim.
That's about all.
That's it.
Oh, no.
The eggs aren't even boiled.
That'd be a good 30 seconds.
Trying to get on, trying to get off.
Oh, no. But come on.
Magnificent.
Yes, go, Ashley Barty.
Barty, party. It's going to be a tough game, but you're winning three.
This has been the Rush Hour's mid-season break. JB and Billy are back live July 11. In the meantime, download the Listener app to hear the Rush Hour anywhere, anytime. I feel good!